Friend, welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm Stephanie Clarice, a wife and mom with a heart for encouraging other Christian mamas. Join me each week as we meditate on God's Word, learn to love our vocation of motherhood even more, and grow in our faith life. It is truly a joy to have you here and be on this journey with you. Let's begin our 500 Seconds to Joy. Hello and welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm your host, Stephanie, and I'm joined by a guest today. I'm so excited to welcome author Monica Swanson. This is her second book, and it's called Raising Amazing, Bringing Up Kids Who Love God, Like Their Family, and Do the Dishes Without Being Asked. So cool, right? Monica Swanson is a popular blogger, and you can go to www.monicaswanson.com. That's MonicaSwanson.com. She's the host of the Boy Mom podcast and author of Boy Mom. That was her first book. She has a few boys and she is really passionate about talking about parenting and boy mom life and just life in general with kids of all ages. All the stages. Her kids are a little older now, so she has some really good perspective to share with us, whether you're in the trenches and have young kids like me, or if you have a few young kids and a few older, or maybe all your kids are older. I think this episode's gonna really bless you. We talk about being an all-in parent. We talk about how kids spend their days and how when they're little, we have a lot of control over that. And it's just a generally really uplifting and encouraging conversation. So without further ado, here is my lovely guest, Monica Swanson, author of the book Raising Amazing, which, by the way, is out today. Yay, Monica. Okay, let's get into the conversation. Okay, really quickly before we get into the episode, I have to share our verse of the week. Sorry, friends, forgot to do this, but this is a good one. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So we are called to train up our children, and that's kind of what we're talking about today in the episode, in the interview with Monica Swanson. So let's listen to her and learn from her and be encouraged. Hey, Monica, I'm happy to have you here today.
Thank you. I'm excited to chat.
Yes. And when this episode goes live, your book will be out in the world. So I'm really excited for you. Yes. It's going to be, I believe it's going to be on your release date. So
Oh my goodness. So fun.
I am so excited for you. And everybody, if you haven't heard of Monica Swanson, she's a podcaster, now an author, and second time around author. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just this light in the world who, you know, has been through it. Like, she's still in it, but mm-hmm. she's also been through it. She's a little further ahead, right? And so I am just honored to have you here to just speak life to me and all of our, the listeners. And so this book, this newest book you wrote, is called Raising Amazing, Bringing Up Kids Who Love God, Like Their Family, and Do the Dishes Without Being Asked. And I love that. It's like, that's a great little like tagline. We all want that. And
yes,
there's so much in your book and there's so much we can talk about. So, I mean, people just need to get your book because it's chock full of just life, like just your life. You've poured it out into this book and it's really enjoyable. I'm really enjoying the meat of it. There's so much to it. And I know that you and your husband have poured a lot into it. So moms, just go get it. But we're going to talk about a little sliver. And I think this could be really encouraging for all of us to just ponder how our kids spend their days, like how they're spending each day of their childhood, because childhood is fleeting and it's precious and it's a very important time in life, you know, not to like put so much pressure on moms, but a little bit, right? Like, it's a big role. It's a big undertaking. And there's always the encouragement that God is with us in this and he is doing so much. Like, if we partner with him, he's doing so much hidden work in our kids' hearts and minds. Right. But we're in charge of a lot of how they spend their days. So
We're going to talk about that. But first, you start your book with this concept of being an all-in parent. So I just want to start with that, and then we can go into talking about how kids spend their days. So let's start with what it means to be an all-in parent, and how do we live this out? Like, how do we do this practically?
You bet. Yes, I love this topic because I just think we kind of are right now living in a culture where women want to be and do everything. And especially with social media being so present, there's just a lot of pressure for us to juggle parenting alongside everything else. And we want to, have the career, be the social butterflies, have a lovely home, all the things, and kind of fit parenting in around the edges. And I know when I was a young mom, sometimes the overwhelm of just all the kids and the stuff and the noise and their needs caused me to want to find things to do with them, like literally kind of dish them out. Like, okay, if I can get them busy with this activity and busy with that activity, and I just kind of felt like I needed to breathe. And in that process, somewhere along the way, in God's grace, He just revealed to me that they were my main thing, and that this was a ministry above all other callings. And, some of us work from home, some women work outside the home. I understand we all have unique situations, but if I could look at parenting as my highest calling, as something so important, and as I began to shift my perspective, and instead of just trying to find ways to busy the kids and get them out of my hair, which sounds so bad, but I think we all know that feeling. Yes. As I started to think, wait, this is the main thing. What if I make them my highest priority and the shaping of their heart my greatest goal? And what if I have a vision for who they are as young, I have four sons. So as young men, like, that changed everything. And suddenly my time had more meaning and purpose. And there was just like a beautiful rhythm to like why I was doing what I was doing. And so being all in is really about a perspective. It's really about our heart's attitude towards parenting. Some of us are very busy. I am today, as we record, juggling homeschooling with work, with so many things. But where is my heart? Am I an all-in parent? Am I really committed, most importantly, to my family above all else? And I want that to always be a resounding yes. And that means we are fully committed to their needs and to the shaping of their hearts. And so it's really something no one on the outside could probably see. It's not going to look a certain way to anyone on the outside, but it's going to be our heart's attitude towards our parenting and family.
That is so beautiful. Thank you. Mm. That's such a nice way to think about it too. And I think about this a lot. I don't know if you do the word of the year, but my word of the year last year was heart. And so everything you're saying is just really resonating with me. Like, yes, God sees our heart. And you're right that sometimes our day looks the same from the outside, but the way we live it out is a different posture of our heart. It's like instead of thinking in our head or feeling like, oh, it's a burden. Oh, what can I do to, like you said, get them busy so I can do more, quote, important things. It's instead saying, wait, this is the most important thing. And a heart posture of like openness to God, how do you want me to raise these kids? So like your title, you can raise amazing kids that follow God and that are responsible adults, because that's who we're trying to raise, right? Like, they don't stay kids forever. And that's always something that when I think about it, I'm like, wait a minute. God willing, like, they're going to spend more of their life as an adult than a child. Yes. And so I better focus on what kind of adult they're going to be.
Exactly. And I think we just need to, when kids are little, we don't always think of the big picture, but to realize it's not going to happen by chance. It really isn't. I mean, the current of our culture is so strong that unless we are doing some serious upstream parenting, our kids will go downstream with the culture. There's just no way about it. We have an enemy who wants to take them down. And if we are not on our game and fighting that battle, then we have very little hope. And so I don't say that to overwhelm or discourage parents, but to say, let's rise up and let's take this job seriously because our calling is high. And the reward, I mean, now I have three adult sons who are my best friends and incredible people. They love Jesus. And I just think I'm so glad that I kind of woke up to this early on, because sometimes you realize how high the stakes are and it's late in the game. And yeah, there's still a lot you can do and God is still going to work with you. But for those who have little kids, I say, this is your time. Put in the work in the front end and it pays off so beautifully later. And that would just be my greatest encouragement to all the young moms.
Yeah, and we're all about encouragement here, as I was saying before we hit record. And yeah, that kind of leads perfectly into my next point about just like our ordinary days. And you talk about this in your book. And it's just such an encouragement that the ordinary days are actually important. Like those are the important moments. And like they said, it feels like, oh, there's more other important things out there. And the ministry is, quote, out there. But like you're saying, the ministry is actually in our home. And that is the important work. And so let's just chat about this, just how we spend our ordinary days and how important it is to pay attention to how our kids spend their days.
Absolutely. And again, I think this just comes back to how hard it is sometimes to see the forest for the trees when they're little and you're just, you know, changing the diapers and wiping the counters and just sometimes your days can feel so monotonous. But if you can just trust those of us who have gone ahead of you, and I can say, I look back and what do I remember? I remember those days of a kid on my lap with a snotty nose and a book. You know, I remember those days of getting down at their level and looking in their little eyes and teaching them the right way to speak or to treat their sibling. And so it really is the ordinary days that you're going to look back and remember. Now we have more photos of Christmas and birthdays and the trip to the zoo, but what's in my mind now as a mom with, you know, two sons across the ocean from me living independently, oh, I'm remembering them in their pajamas on, you know, a weekday morning. And so just to encourage parents to know that how they spend their days is so important. And there are some great things to sign them up for. There's great activities. There's great things that they can do. Friendships are important. But I'm going to say you'll never regret the time you personally poured in. And if that means you're able to homeschool, I'm cheering for you. That's been our experience. And it's been probably the best choice we've ever made in our family's life. If that just means that you pour into them in the time you do have with them, whether it's after school and weekends, just be careful how quick you are to send them out and busy them with activities, because you want to be the one to shape their hearts. No one loves them more. No one knows them better. And you will never regret the moments you committed to just being present with your children.
That is such good advice, Monica. And I think all of us moms need to hear that, no matter what stage of motherhood we're in, because it could be that someone's listening and they don't have any kids at home. I do have some listeners that are maybe empty nesters. And do you have anything to say to these listeners? Because I think I don't speak to them enough. And, you know, just some encouragement about this same topic of spending time with their children, however that looks, because I don't know. I have the little ones. About the other side?
No, I totally do. Yeah, because my boys were just home for the holidays, my older two, and having some good conversations, because one fun element of my book is not only does my husband have a word to the dads in each chapter, but every chapter has a note from one of my boys. So they
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Thank you. I do too, so much. So they were recording their parts of the book, we've been doing our own audio recording. So that was a fun family adventure, but it brought up a lot of great conversations. And I think what I was reminded of is that even into their 20s, and I'm guessing far beyond, our kids still need us and depend on us. They might be independent, but they want our wisdom. They want to know what we think. They want to know that we're proud of them. And so I think as we have the opportunity to shoot them a text message, to send them an email, to call them and just ask them how they're doing, and give them time to not just tell the facts of what they're up to in life, but to really listen, I think we can build a relationship at any point. And I do believe that kids at every stage of life want a relationship with mom and dad. So even if that's something that's a little more strained, or you feel like, oh, I kind of blew it, I was so busy when they were growing up, my best advice is own that and tell them, hey, I wish things weren't the way they were, but you know what? Can we get to know each other better now? You know, how can I support you? How can I pray for you? They are going to be wide open to that. I mean, they might put up a little resistance if you've had a hard relationship, but I believe every child wants a relationship with their parents. So yeah, find creative ways. We have technology. We have so many opportunities to connect. So take advantage.
Yeah, that's such good advice. Thank you, Monica. I appreciate your wisdom there because I'm not there yet. My oldest is 6. So, you know, I'm in the little years, and just thinking about, you know, this big responsibility. It's such a big undertaking. And I just want to leave moms with the encouragement that God is with them in it. And so could you just end with that encouragement that this big undertaking, this most important work that these parents are doing, is not a job they do alone.
Yeah, that is so true. And I thank God daily for that truth. I think it's easy for us to shoulder that burden. And while we want so much to raise kids that know and love God, we forget that He's the one that does the work. So I say, know that He's there to partner with you. Know that He hears every prayer, even the ones just whispered between all the tasks of the day. He is with your kids. I mean, what's so beautiful about scripture and about our lives is we usually see things looking back, and we can look at the Bible and just see how He's woven together such a beautiful love story. And the same is true for our kids. He hears our heart, and we're going to look back and go, oh my goodness, He was covering me when I couldn't be there. He was showing up. He was surrounding them with people. You know, He finds ways to take care of our kids. So yes, you have a partner, you have the Holy Spirit to be there with you, and just know you're not alone, and he's always going to show up when you need him.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Monica. Any last word just for all of the moms listening, whatever stage of life they're at, just to encourage them that they can do this?
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I often just think of, you know, simple scripture, his mercies are new every morning. And I, you know, when my boys were little, it was my most challenging season for sure. And I really struggled with my own anger and just feeling like, why would God give me these kids when I'm so impatient? And just realizing now that that his mercies really were ready for me anytime I turned to him, and he has help. He has support. Don't try to do this alone. Look for people in your life that you can pray with who might encourage you. Podcasts like this are so helpful just to know it is hard. Parenting is really, really hard. Yes. And those early years, I mean, everyone might have their season that's the hardest, but I'm going to tell you, if you've got kids, you know, elementary school and under, those were my hardest years. And so just hang in there. It gets better, but keep working. Don't give up. You know, Galatians 6:9, do not grow weary in doing good, for in due season you will reap a harvest if you don't give up. So I say, don't give up. Keep plugging along. Every day matters, but do it with God by your side.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Monica. I'm so grateful for your time and just everything you've shared, and you've given us all so much to think about. And for more wisdom just like this, friends, go check out Monica's book, Raising Amazing, Bringing Up Kids Thank Who Love you. God, Like Their Family, and Do the Dishes Without Being Asked. That's my favorite part.
Thanks so much.
No, okay, maybe Love God is my favorite part. The close second is the dishes. I mean, got to get some help with the dishes.
It's pretty special when that day comes. You're like, wow.
So ready for that day. I'm so excited. But thank you, Monica. It was a joy to have you here.
Thanks so much. God bless.
God bless you.
Thanks for listening to Mom's podcast. Thanks for listening to Mom's podcast.
Thanks for listening today, friend. I'm so grateful to have you here as part of the 500 Seconds to Joy community. And if you love what you heard here, please share it with a friend. Let's build up the body of Christ and spread joy and love to more Christian families just like you. Until next time, I am so grateful to have you here, and I am praying for you and your family. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye for now.